seafood friends. You're listening to Catch the Current Boston Style. I'm Amanda Buckle, reporting from the 44th Seafood Expo North America, and I've traded in my normal wonderful co-host Lauren Castiglione for Undercurrent's big crab himself, Jason Huffman, because we are on the show floor with U.S. crab processor and supplier Keyport. So joining us now in the pod is CEO Mark Peterson, COO Kurt Peterson, and newly appointed president Craig Morris. Welcome, gentlemen. We're on day one of the show. Kurt, can I get the general sense of what the show has been like so far for Keyport?
I think it looks exciting. It's just very good content and attendance. Things are bigger, less scattered looking to me. It looks exciting and positive.
It certainly is. Now we're going to get right into it because as much as it's exciting, it is also extremely busy. So I'm going to hand it over to Jason.
You guys are primarily sourcing domestic supply. Do you import?
Yeah, I mean, we are all Alaska. We do all Alaskan Red King crab, snow crab, bear dye. Really, we sell domestically, very little exports. Most is sold in the U.S., most of it sourced in the U.S. I mean, we've done Norwegian crab and we've imported over the years, but our business is almost exclusively U.S. crab.
Given all of the different crab markets, Red King, Snow, Tanner, Dungeness, what do you see as the biggest questions that remain looming in 2026?
I mean, it's a wild hunted resource. So, I mean, we just control what we can control all the time. There's always curveballs, I guess. You know, it's out of Alaska, we're seeing supplies stabilize. We had closures with Red King crab and Apelio. Those are coming back really strong, and we just see lots of growth, you know, out of Alaska. Everything we're doing, we feel really optimistic and great about the resource.
This different crab products are known for being expensive. Do you think they are still accessible by the average American consumer?
It's proving even at these price points, things are selling well. So markets are shifting. I mean, we see, you know, the lower end markets obviously aren't buying, $60 crab in huge volumes. But we also, with the lack of imports of Russian crab, there's just a lot less supply. That's kind of proportional to the market demand, I think.
And, you know, I cover a lot on the retail side, and we've seen like crab purchases on the retail side go down. Are you seeing that your businesses shift from targeting more retail to targeting more food service with this dynamic?
We're certainly targeting more food service, but our retail business is held really steady. I mean, we partner closely with our retailers, and, you know, so we're helping them promote and sell and providing them lots of materials. And I mean, we really focus on the sell through, helping our customers, not just at the point of sale, but actually moving products. And I feel really good. I mean, really, the volumes of all of our major accounts hasn't really changed all that much, even with the pricing changes.
Okay, and I'm sure that's probably where Craig's going to come in too. Craig, you come from GAP, the Association of General Alaska Pollock Producers, and part of your work at GAP was telling that story, and that seems to be a crucial part of making sure that Americans keep eating crab from Keyport. So can you talk to us more about the storytelling aspect and from, you know, your standpoint, what you're doing as a new addition to the Keyport team?
You bet. It's really an honor to step in the role of president and help tell the story of Keyport. That's really the marketing proposition here, the Keyport brand, the products that we bring to our customers, both in retail and in food service. My primary focus is ensuring that, you know, absolutely, crab prices are up. Crab is a flex. I mean, if you look on social media or TikTok, you'll see people that are eating crab, and it's really a status symbol for people, and that's something that we want to make sure, you know, is sustained. You know, and people think of Alaska crab, or they think of crab in general, they think of people.
Craig, you come from there's some similarities to the two products, right? Two sets of products, Alaska and their seafood. Other than that, what are you looking at coming in from one to the other?
They're both wild caught products. I mean, when I was with GAP, you know, my focus was really moving it up the value chain, you know, breaking it out of being an anonymous white fish and having a fish with a story to tell. As we know in marketing, you can't market on every attribute. You really have to distill it down to the attributes that matter. I think in the case of Keyport, we've got a few attributes that really do matter. We are very much rooted in Alaska. We're a family-owned business. We're one that has long-term relationships on both the supply and the customer side. We're really proud of that. We want to make sure that during these times of scarcity, that our customers know that we're with them, so that, you know, later down the line when we need them, they're there for us as well.
And now, you know, looking at the group, it's covered in crab. Okay. But looking at your website, you also do some whitefish and actually some salmon as well, correct? So is that something that business is looking to expand on, or are you still mainly focusing on crab?
Yeah, I mean, we are a crab company, you know, but we built a real strong platform for distribution and for marketing. And, you know, that's really, you know, this our kind of hitting our 30 years is that inflection point for, you know, what are Kurt and I doing, you know, kind of for the next 10, 15, 30 years. And that's, you know, expanding to other, you know, other proteins, other fish, seafood that just fit our, you know, our customer base and, you know, our strengths. And that's, I mean, we don't want to take on just anything, but we're going to look very, very much at strategic growth. And that's kind of in this next chapter. I mean, that's what Kurt and I are really, really focused on, and that Craig is freeing us up to really work on.
Okay. They say other proteins, but is it still within seafood, or are you thinking even like beef, like chicken?
Mostly seafood, okay. But I mean, you never know.
Okay. The door's open. All right. And Greg, was that something that was talked about when you were approached by Keyport? You had this expertise. Is that, you know, something that you're excited to kind of build out with Keyport?
I really am. I think, you know, the marketing proposition here when I was brought in was that we have a really strong relationship on the supply side. We have a really strong relationship on the customer side. We do a lot of things really well across the board. They've assembled a really great sales team, really great marketing team. I think the first step with me coming in is I'm going to give that team the attention that they deserve to ensure that, you know, the Keyport, you know, the brand, the proposition is communicated as we scale up. There's somebody that really has their eyes on the team itself and ensuring that they're performing to their maximum ability. And it really frees, you know, Kurt and Mark up to look at expansion opportunities. You know, what can we do on the supply side to bring new species to the table? And then obviously downstream with our most valued customers, listening to them in terms of, you know, what would work for you when you're buying from Keyport. What are some of the other products that you're looking for and you think would really fit with our product mix?
We always have a plan B, a plan C. I mean, again, we're in wild hunted resources, so we, you know, Kurt and I spend a great deal of our time. We have a lot of partnerships that we've, you know, personal and business for, you know, decades that we spend a lot of time at the show, you know, always kind of working and developing that.
And also even our current relationships with the communities and our partners in Alaska, a lot of these vessels do other products, you know, so there's sort of, they're doing cod in between cod, for example, not that that's necessarily it, but there's more expansion in. This frees up Mark and I to work on those things. And this has been a full-time job doing the whole thing. Craig takes on more of the sales end and everything, and it leaves us to expanding our relationships and our partnerships and our deals with our boats and vessels and owners and so forth on the supply side. And there's a lot of opportunity there that we're going to, you know, spend much more time on that part. Supply is kind of key to everything for us.
All right, thank you guys so much. Very great to see you out in Boston. And if you are in Boston, you're listening to this. Guys, what booth can they check you out at?
2805.
Thank you all.